All right. It's called Two Sugars with Tinashe in the morning. Let's start with the fact that Steve Harvey's in the country. By the way, I'm gonna brag a little bit. I got to meet him yesterday.
Ooh. Amazing. What were your first impressions of him, Nick?
Well, there's a lot of security. That's one thing. And
very, very nice,
very, very, very warm-hearted man.
Absolutely, absolutely. And he charmed the socks off a room full of media and other influencers who made their way to the Saxon Hotel in Joburg. Listen, if you've never been to the Saxon, you need to add that to your bucket list, just by the way, because they treat you very nicely. That's how I think all of us need to live at one point in our lives. But anyway, Steve Harvey was in town. He was introducing his brand new game show, or rather his American game show, which will be coming to South Africa for the first time, Family Feud. And you know what, I have to say, he spoke well. He seemed to understand the landscape of South African struggles. He was very realistic about what he can and cannot do for unemployment. And what I really liked, especially considering that this press conference came a few days after Rich the Kid was dragged for glamorizing South African poverty, Steve Harvey wants to show a really balanced picture of South Africa to his American peers, especially to African Americans. He wants to go back and educate people back home, his home at least, on what exactly it means to be African. And it's not about living in a shack all the time. And it's not necessarily that all of us don't have running water or don't have resources. Actually, there is a middle class in South Africa. There is an upper class in South Africa. And he wants to show every single side of our country.
No, you're absolutely right. Tell me, Family Feuds is the game show where he says there's boxes and you got to guess the right ones. Am I right?
I think that's one of the challenges. It's such a multifaceted game show. I've tried to watch videos on YouTube. So there's a challenge where you have to expose a family secret or guess a family secret. It's a playful way of tearing families apart. So I can only imagine how dramatic it's going to be with Mzansi families. And Steve Harvey is going to be hosting the South African edition. So looking forward to seeing how he's going to take on that challenge of connecting with South African audience.
Yeah, because which game show was it that I've seen it with Steve Harvey? I'm sure you guys have watched it. Yeah. The one where there's like a big screen, it almost looks like Jam Alley, and he's like things that family members do or things that people might say.
Yeah, and then they rate it according to what people...
Yeah, and then you got to get answers. Yeah. I mean, me being me, I could see Steve Harvey holding up a card and he's like, things white people don't want to give back. Let's see. Yes, 100% land.
100% land. So where do you think he... I heard that he's moving to South Africa. Where about do you think he's going to stay? Cape Town, Durban, Johannesburg?
So you're very right. I actually had the chance to be involved in a quick conversation with his wife just afterwards, and they said they're jetting off to the States this week and they're coming back next month. They're going to be based in Mzansi for the next few weeks thereafter. They will be based in Johannesburg, but no idea whereabouts in the big city, because the game show, which is produced by Rapid Blue Productions, will be set in Johannesburg.
All right, so chances are it's probably going to be near the Saxon, near Hyde Park. That's exactly where they're going to be hanging out.
I would not be surprised. And yeah, visit them, you know, just to experience that life for a day.
True. If you're a fan of Mufftown, this also happened this week.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Kesman, your best reporting live.